When I was in college, in an attempt to keep up with family tradition, I took a few courses in Latin, ancient Greek, and Old English. And one result of this was that over the last 25 years or so, since I've made my home out on the East Coast, my father and I communicated in birthday cards and Christmas cards, largely in the form of quotations from various classics of world literature. You may have already sensed a bit of a theme running through several of these talks. A few years ago, I suppose he was feeling the effects of aging, and he sent me a rather gloomy quotation from Homer, in the original Greek, of course. It was about growing old. And I considered how to reply to this, and it came to me, just as clear as a bell, that I would reply not in Greek or Latin, but in the English of the great poet Geoffrey Chaucer. In his immortal Canterbury Tales, there's a character named the Wife of Bath who tells her story, the story of her life. And at the end of her story, looking back, she says these words. But Lord Christ, when that it remembereth me upon my youth and on my jollity, it tickleth me clear down to my heart's root. Unto this day it doth my heart such good to know that I have had my world in my time. I thought then, and I think so even more today, looking at my father's life, that of few human beings could it be said more truly than of Hugh Nibley, my father, that he had his world in his time. And not just that he had his world, but that he had so much of it. His life was long. His life was productive. He spent his time doing what he loved to do. And he was at the center of a loving community of family and friends. And as the saying goes, it doesn't get much better than that. So I'm here today to honor his memory, to celebrate his life, and to simply say how grateful I am for the privilege of having known him.